Hi guys, welcome back to Studio Sisterhood. I'm Sam, and with me are my sisters.
I'm Tara.
I'm Katie.
And Chesley.
And today we are going to talk about our favorite Miyazaki movies.
Katie, what's your favorite Miyazaki movie?
Mine? That's a hard one. I want to say Howl's Moving Castle because I hyper-focused on it as a kid. Love that. And Christian Bale as Hal. Never gets old.
It just made never everything so much old. Better for me.
Yeah.
Major, major Reese vibes.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I love a guy with good fashion.
And good hair.
And how he has his hair change halfway through.
Do you prefer his blonde hair or his black hair?
You know, that's really hard. I think he really kills it in both looks. I think the blonde's probably a little more iconic. Oh, I don't know.
I kind of like him with the black hair.
I like the dark. More. Yeah, he looks more
I think I like the dark.
Okay,
edgy.
Wow. Going through his emo phase.
It's so funny when he gets so upset when his hair turns black and he's like freaking out in his towel.
He's a little bit vain.
Oh, he's totally vain.
I like that about him though.
He can pull it off.
Yeah. I think he's the only man I would think could pull it off.
What about you, Tara? What's your favorite Miyazaki movie?
So that is also a really tough one, but I guess I'm going to have to go with the first Miyazaki movie that I ever saw, which was Princess Mononoke, which is definitely like in my top five. It's one of my favorites. Because we all love a good, strong female lead.
I think that's a reoccurring theme in most of the movies. So.
Yeah, plus there's giant wolves in it. Who doesn't want to, like, live with giant wolves?
Yeah. Let nature take over. With your husky dog.
I mean, I could do without the giant boars.
Kind of do have a giant wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have a fat wolf.
Yeah, I just said today that he was so fat when I looked at him.
Yeah, looking a little big.
It's so funny that was the first one that you saw, because I didn't watch that until I want to say like 4 years ago.
Wow. What was the first one you saw?
Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh, that is also a good one. I love Kiki's Delivery Service.
Which one's your favorite though, Chez?
It's tough. I mean, I think it's probably Nausicaa.
Oh wow, I didn't expect you to say that.
I love Nausicaa.
But it's tough. I mean, I feel
I've
like
I've actually never seen Nausicaa.
That's what? So crazy to me.
That's one of Jake's.
I know. Videos. I keep meaning to watch it, and then like I said, I was gonna watch it today before we filmed this episode, and then I got stuck in a Peaky Blinders kick because I never finished the series, and my friends are currently watching it right now. So maybe after we film this, I'm gonna go down to my room and watch Nausicaa.
I'll ask you about it in the next episode, so you better.
Mm-hmm. If I had to say my favorite, it's definitely a toss up between Howl's Moving Castle and then Spirited Away. I do love that one.
I mean, those two are two of my favorites also. Mm-hmm. It's really...
And Spirited Away was the first one. I'm pretty sure the first one I ever saw as a child.
Oh, really?
I think so. And then I think after that, it was the Princess Mononoke, Kiki's Delivery Service, Howl's Moving Castle. Like, but I'm pretty sure Spirited Away was the first one.
Like, who did I watch Kiki's Delivery Service with? If like,
I was going to say, who got us? Well, Tara probably made me and Katie. I don't even know how we watched it.
No, I think...
Which one?
Whichever one I watched first.
Spirited Away, I think, was one of the first ones that you guys had watched, because I remember, who was it, Michael?
I was gonna say,
DVD for you guys when you were young.
Castle, though, I thought. And then, but before that, I would go to the library every couple weeks.
Yeah, oh yeah. Because
My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah, because the library had a pretty good collection.
Yeah.
My local library.
But we had already seen the movies when he bought it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to just rent some of them from Blockbuster.
I don't know which one would have been my first. I definitely used, I don't know. Except we watched them all pretty young.
Yeah.
Remember Blockbuster?
Yeah, I remember Blockbuster.
No, I don't, because by the time I wanted to go, Mom couldn't go there anymore. She kept losing the DVDs and not paying for them. So
we still have like a good amount of DVDs that say Blockbuster on them.
So don't come for us.
We have like that vampire anime series on Blockbuster.
Yep.
Detective something.
Nightwalker.
Nightwalker. I love that one.
Wait, can someone?
It's on YouTube.
I know.
I mean, can someone let me talk? But
sorry.
Besides that. Can someone take a picture of the Blockbuster DVDs that mom has and send it to me so that I can post it on Instagram?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we can do that. It's in her collection.
There used to be a really funny Twitter account that was like the last Blockbuster.
You mean X now?
Yeah, I can't call it X. That sounds it sounds like dirty.
I know.
It does. I still call it Twitter.
No, me too. I was just being funny.
And I don't like the new branding. Like, it all feels very strange. Not that I really even use it. I mostly
I deleted it my work, Twitter.
But that would be so funny.
Is Blockbuster still a thing?
No.
Oh, okay. So like, they can't even come for us.
Did the last one actually close finally?
I think it did.
Didn't they turn it into like an Airbnb or something?
Well, I would stay there. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I have to like look this up now. They made a show on Netflix about the last Blockbuster, and it was pretty good at first, but I don't think it did that well because they're not renewing it for season 2.
And then there used to be 3C Video also in Monroe.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, too.
I don't, but I remember I remember FYE.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that.
Media Play?
I don't remember Media Play.
Wasn't it called Media Play? It was like a...
Yeah.
I feel like I have to Google it. It was like before...
There was one in Middletown that mom used to take us to all the time to get all the anime DVDs because they had a better collection than Best Buy.
Yeah, and it wasn't it wasn't at the mall, but it was not far from the mall.
We were going to the mall, we would go there too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was near, remember Traditions, that Irish store in Middletown?
No. I do.
Yeah, I think it was near there. But they had they had a pretty extensive anime collection at Media Play. So we would go there like at least once a month.
Did you start one of the animes we recommended to you?
I did not.
That's what you have. That's your homework assignment.
I haven't watched any show. Well, no, that's not true. We watched Lego Masters today. But
it's so fun.
I'm guessing your kids wanted to watch it.
That's our family show.
We watch it all together. Show was Sailor Moon. Or you guys already watched that?
No, we haven't
You guys haven't watched Sailor Moon in like months, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just really hard for me to get into it. I can't get over the
same. I can't.
Like, what do they say when they transform? It's like something makeup. Like, I just don't like it.
I just don't like this different voice actors that I'm used to hearing from when I grew up.
I mean, I like the new voice actors. I feel like they kind of all fit the personalities really well.
The 90s version is the best, though. I like
just iconic.
I wouldn't mind the voice actors. I could get past it because they don't, like you said, Tara, like they do go along with the characters. It's mm-hmm. not that. It's just more of like some of the wording and stuff that they change that I'm just like,
yeah, how it changes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a few things changed and it's a little strange because like my brain will always like focus on like the old way that they used to say stuff in the 90s. But I do like that in the new one. You know, they didn't try to because in the 90s version, there was that whole thing with Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus where they tried to play them off as cousins in the American dub when like in reality, they're basically lovers. And so like a lot of that didn't translate well because then you were like, oh, they're cousins. But like there's some incest going on here. Like,
that's great.
I don't really remember it being like. I didn't even realize that they were supposed to be cousins.
No, they're not supposed to be cousins. No, they're supposed to be lovers.
I know.
Original.
Yeah.
But I meant like watching it originally, like I didn't remember that they said that they were supposed to be cousins in the American version. That's all. Like I just thought they were friends.
And they never released the last season because the Sailor Stars in the last season like pretend to be boys. And then when they transform, like you realize that they're actually girls. And a lot of
stars are.
Well, yeah, because you never got to watch the last season.
Ooh, mic drop.
Okay. Chelsea, what's your favorite Miyazaki movie?
I already answered that question.
Good job, Kate.
Nezuko, sorry.
I just I think we talked about this a little bit last time, but like I love the music in Nausicaa, even though it's definitely sort of a very eerie vibe. But like I actually listen to the soundtrack pretty frequently.
I think it fits the vibe of the the show, definitely.
Oh yeah, 100%. The music is like so, I feel like so much a part of that movie.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, like with all like when the bugs are like, well, I guess Tara has hasn't watched it, so I don't want to.
No, I haven't watched it, but I'm looking at the English cast right now, and not only do we get Shia LaBeouf in it,
oh, yeah,
but Patrick Stewart does one of the voices.
I'm not a Shia LaBeouf girl.
I mean, you know, is anyone really a Shia LaBeouf girl? Isn't he, like, crazy now?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, I think it's got to be pretty tough to be, like, a child actor. I try not to judge
people
too harshly who grew up like that, because I can't even. I mean, Christy Romano, who was his, you know, on-cast sister on Even Stevens, she does a podcast now where, like, she interviews, like, a lot of the old, like, child actors and actresses mm-hmm. from Nickelodeon and Disney and stuff, and, you know, it was pretty awful.
And Dan, like, Schneider, I heard, is, like, such a creep.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Yeah, he, you know, definitely, like, went through some stuff. But I also can't imagine what it's like to grow up in that kind of atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And, like, what that does to, like, a developing, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you're not even in, like, the real world.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, I'm not a Shia LaBeouf girly. So.
Did you guys hear Miyazaki? So I don't know if this is true. I saw this on TikTok, so, like, don't fact check me. But basically, you know how he, like, two movies ago, he was like, this is my last movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yes. And then
for Ponyo, right? Or which one?
He said the
Wind Rises. He had said, like, before that came out, that was going to be his last movie that he was ever going to do. He was going to retire. Then he came back for the new movie that just came out.
Yeah, and now apparently he's trying to come back to do another movie. And apparently the person who runs that place is like, you can't keep coming back. You can't keep doing
this. But why not?
He makes masterpieces.
I don't know, but he's like, he's trying to, he's banned him, but he can't even ban him. And, like, it's like this funny thing.
I mean, the new movie, like, didn't it do, like, record-breaking amounts when it just released in Japan?
Yeah, it looks really good.
So it box office at 55.8 million, and that's literally just with the release in Japan, because it hasn't released anywhere else.
It hasn't released
yet. So, like, in yen it was 8.33 billion, but in US dollars it was 55.8 million, which is still, like, an insane amount of money.
I think the problem is not with, like, his work. I think it's, like, I think the guy was saying basically, like, we can't keep throwing him goodbye parties. Like, he keeps saying he's leaving and then he comes back the next day. Like
I'm ready to work.
Yeah. Well, and also I feel like his movies probably take a lot more effort to make, because he still very much, like, wants everything hand-drawn. Like, I'm reading now about The Boy and the Heron. By May 2020, 36 minutes of the film had been hand-drawn by 60 animators. Mm-hmm. So think about how many people, like, need just to be working on his movies. Because, I mean, that's great for people because they're getting jobs and, like, you know, they're making money. But, like, that's got to be a lot of work.
I hear animators don't make much, though.
Probably not.
When do we know when they're going to release this movie everywhere else?
or here? Let's see.
I don't know when it's coming out in
there's
the
US. No concrete release date.
I hate when they do that.
They did the same thing with Violet Evergarden when the movie came out. Like, it randomly one week I just found out it was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. Following the film's release in Japan, the North American rights were acquired by distributors G Kids, making it the widest release. Blah, 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 blah. They're planning on releasing for December 8th. Of this year.
Oh, that's so, like, soonish.
Yeah.
I wonder.
So hopefully, because we haven't really, like, even for the Japanese release, like, they didn't really promote the movie at all. Like, they did zero promotion.
I haven't seen anything on TikTok, because usually you'll still see, like, scenes.
I've seen
trailers, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, I've seen, like, pictures from, like, the movie, but, like, that's basically it. Like, they haven't. They've still been pretty hush-hush about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. It looks like I've seen, like, a couple of clips on TikTok, but it looks like it's kind of almost a culmination of, like, all of his movies. Like, mm-hmm. There seems like there's, like, aspects from, like, you know, all of our
I was going to say, I saw this TikTok of someone made based off that movie of him, like, showing, like, all little things he added that were in other movies already, like the fire.
Oh, like little Easter eggs and stuff.
Different things, like, connect all his movies. They were all put in, like, that movie, too. So we'll get to see if that's something cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. We should all go see it together on December 8th.
What's December 8th?
Or at least maybe that weekend, but I think it would be so cool if we went on the
Chesley, 8th. You have to come to us because
so December 8th is a Friday, so we could always do like that Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, you could guys could all come down here and we could do a sisters night.
Oh, I'm down on a Friday. Do you guys have the comfy seats?
Yeah, we have a AMC at the mall.
I'm down.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I think I guess so, Tara, you have not watched all of his movies because you haven't seen Nausicaa.
I have not.
That's embarrassing.
Haven't either. I don't think I've seen, I didn't see his first movie.
Which one?
The Castle of Cagliostro.
And no one's Cagliostro? A Castle in the Sky for their favorites.
Which, yeah, I haven't seen that one either because I'm not really a Lupin the Third fan. And it is like, you know, a movie for that series.
Oh.
But it came out in 1979. And then his second one was Nausicaa in 1984. And also Conan the Future Boy came out the same year. Castle in the Sky came out in 1986, which is a great one. My Neighbor that one's good. You should watch it. My Neighbor Totoro came out in 1988.
Not seen My Neighbor Totoro.
What really?
You know that they actually did a little short sequel to My Neighbor Totoro called Something in the Cat Bus. It's about the little sister and the cat bus, but they never released it like anywhere. So like the only place you can watch it is like select theaters in Japan. You can go and watch it. Oh, but yeah, they never released it like anywhere else, but it's supposed to be like really cute.
I heard somewhere too, I think at the museum in Japan, you can see what the Witch of the Waste looked like when she was young and why how. Date her, but you can only see it there. And I'm like, oh, wow.
I can't believe I didn't know for the longest time.
We need to take a sister's trip to Japan then.
That's where I'm honeymooning, so. Okay, why did it get so quiet after I said that?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
That's where we want a honeymoon. I can't believe for the longest time I didn't know that he didn't make Whisper of the Heart, because that's like one of my favorite Studio Ghibli movies too. Do you guys say Ghibli or Ghibli?
Oh, he was the writer though. He just didn't direct it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote it, but it was directed by Yoshifumi Kondo.
It made me want to live in an apartment so badly.
Me too. When I was a kid. Be a big reader. I like to read now, but I hated it when I was little.
You just don't like to read anything that Katie or I suggest to you.
Yeah. I'm just really into reading only manga right now and manhwas, and I just can't get out of it.
Katie, you know what I'm listening to on audio right now?
What?
I'm starting Throwing a Glass again.
I have it.
I have not seen Whisper of the Heart either.
That one's good. It also has a sequel called The Cat Returns.
Which I also love that
it's
one.
It's so great. Especially Tim Curry does the voice of the Cat King.
You've seen The Cat Returns?
The Cat Returns.
Oh my god.
So in the movie Whisper of the Heart or whatever. Basically, you meet the Baron.
Yeah,
the Baron. First time, and you find out his backstory.
Oh, okay.
And there is somewhere out there a Baroness that is the love of his life.
Well, don't they find her or try to find her in?
No, they don't.
I just made that.
They
up.
Should make her own story. I'd watch that.
I would watch that too. That would be great. Or even like a prequel story about the Baron and the Baroness. I would watch that too.
Definitely.
But no, the Whisper of the Heart is really cute. And, you know, it's about, like, young love.
And that's actually where I learned the song Country Road.
Yes. Me too!
I've never heard it in the U.S., but at that point, I saw it in anime for the first time.
I also think it's so funny that that's the song that they throw into that movie.
West Virginia!
Yeah, like, they live in Japan. Like, they're singing about West Virginia.
Well, and because they're using it as like their class song for something, because they're graduating middle school.
Oh.
I'm like, that's
but they changed the lyrics.
Yeah, they changed some of the lyrics.
Concrete roads.
Yeah. They're graduating middle school? No, because he's going to study all abroad. I don't think
no, because he was thinking of not going to high school because high school's, you know, they were about to go to middle school, and in Japan you had to take
entrance exams
to the high school.
Oh, you mean they're about to, yeah.
Yeah, and he was flip-flopping between going to high school or going to study in Italy
to
make violins.
Oh, yeah, to make violins.
Not even just to play them. Like, he wanted to learn from a master violin maker on how to make violins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because also in Japan, you don't like automatically just go to like the high school in your town.
Like public school.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you take entrance exams and then, you know, you go to specific high school, like different high schools.
Some people travel like up to an hour or two, like just to get to the school that they get into.
I mean, Liam's gonna have to literally walk 3 blocks to his high school.
Why? Where is his high school?
It's three blocks away.
That's really close.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's closer than the middle school actually that he goes to. Okay, so I guess I have to watch Whisper of the Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely,
throw it on your list.
Watch it tonight. I'll
make you like your apartment. It's just like, wow, so cool. I really wanted an apartment when I was younger. I was like,
I mean, had an apartment for a long time. I feel like I'm
ready for
already, already living that dream.
you also now, Chesley, have to watch Castle in the Sky now that I know that you've never seen Castle in the Sky
also?
No, but I think I might own it.
Dang, scrub.
If you don't, they're all on Max, like all the Studio Ghibli movies.
Okay, well, I don't have that.
You have, I gave you login, and I know. You made a profile called Means.
I know.
Did you guys all... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No one was talking.
Have you guys seen the Miyazaki movie with the Princess of the Moon?
Oh, The Tale of Princess Kaguya?
That one's really good.
I've never seen that.
It's like Chinese or Japanese lore. Like, it's like an old folks tale, and he made a movie.
Wait, I've never seen it. I'll watch that. I'll put it on right now after we get
off. It's very different than his usual style, I would say, 100%.
What's it called?
The Tale of Princess Kaguya, and the English voice actress who does the princess's voice is Chloe Grace Moretz. I think I'm saying her name right.
Oh, it's her?
Yeah, she does the voice. And Lucy Liu is in it as well and does another voice.
I thought it was quite the charming movie. Really sad, but I really liked it.
Wait, Katie, is it going to make me like cry my eyes out if I watch it tonight?
I don't know.
Can I emotionally handle this, do you think, right now?
It's definitely a different vibe than he usually does with his works, but it was very cool to watch and very, like, you know, definitely like a... He did a lot different than his usual work, which was very interesting to see.
Well, and the art style was a lot different.
Really, really quick, the reason why it was different is because he didn't make it.
Yeah, no, it's a Studio Ghibli movie, but it's not Miyazaki. I think Kate just like instinctively was like, oh, it's Studio Ghibli, it's Miyazaki, but it's not really.
I'll definitely still check it out. I just was
super cool.
I was like, this is not on the list.
I honestly always thought that all Miyazaki made every Studio Ghibli movie. I just recently more found out that that was not true.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a lot of like Studio Ghibli movies that
he still wrote, even though he didn't like.
Yeah,
like you guys said, he wrote Up on Poppy Hill too, right, Tara?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I've actually not seen that one.
Yes, you have. You showed it to me.
Was that the one with the raccoons?
No, the one Up on Poppy Hill was. Where the girl and the boy, they think they're brother and sister, but they're not actually.
Oh,
and they
go to school together. Yes.
Yeah, you showed me that. That one's such a cute one. I love that one.
I haven't seen that either.
Have you guys seen the raccoon one? I love that one.
Pom-pom?
Yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah, what's Liam's favorite? Porco Rosso?
Porco Rosso, or it's called The Crimson Pig also.
Oh, you know which one I hated? I don't know if he did this one. It might just be Studio Ghibli. Tales from Earthsea. Jake and I watched it, and we were so bored the whole time.
That was his son.
Oh, sorry, oof. Son. Sorry, that movie was no, it just like wasn't good, really.
I just like couldn't get into it. I don't know.
The whole time, me and Jake were like, "What is the point of the like? What is the storyline?" And it was so
boring. Kevin and I also felt the same way. We just like couldn't really.
Yeah,
I didn't watch that one.
I didn't watch that one either.
I guess I did too.
I wanted to like it. Yeah. I'm like, I like dragons.
I actually also really liked Arrietty. I thought that was such a cute one.
I also didn't see that. He wrote that. He didn't direct it.
I loved that. It was cute.
I liked it.
I didn't see that one either, but I hear really, really good things about it. Oh, yeah. And Amy Poehler does one of the voices. And Will Arnett.
And Tom Holland.
Ooh, oh, Tom Holland. Oh, yeah, I forgot Tom Holland's in Arrietty.
Wait, and that. Which one?
Arrietty.
Arrietty, Tom Holland's in it.
Show. I love you, Tom Holland. I'm looking this up right now.
Oh, and Saoirse Ronan is Arrietty's voice.
We do like Saoirse Ronan. No. She's a great actress.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking
Bridget,
at
Bridget Mendler is Arrietty.
No, I'm looking at, sorry, I was looking at the English UK dubbed actor list.
What?
Apparently there was two. There was two.
I need to watch the British version.
I need to watch the British version because the American, whatever.
America who?
I just feel like Studio Ghibli and like not just Miyazaki, but Studio Ghibli movies are just so wholesome and like, I don't know, they really bring.
I think they all have common themes of nature should take over and we are killing the world, which is not untrue. Strong female leads who are independent and like usually working towards something.
But also like supported by their man.
Yeah.
Like their men are like supportive of them.
I love that.
Exactly. Which I like the way that they make it. So like, you know, like the woman is still the strong character and the guy's just there for like to be like moral support basically and not like step in and be like, let me do this for you.
Or eye candy, man. Some could argue.
a lot could argue.
But no, I always really loved the movies growing up and just the art.
I mean, the art.
And I feel like now watching them back as an adult, you appreciate it more because now you really understand the story they're trying to tell, the meaning they're trying to send out, and how it is like deeper than just like, oh, love, sweetness. Like it has like a bigger picture
all
to
the nuances.
And I just think they're so, yeah, like I said, wholesome.
I do say a few of them, like I always wanted the main characters to end up together and then like we never really get that closure. Like in Spirited Away, like Chihiro and are totally destined to be together, but Haku's like a river spirit basically and Chihiro has to go back to the real world.
But their love for each other will always be there.
That ending always made me cry though.
Me too. Like, I was so sad. At least Hal and Sophie
like,
ended up
like
together.
Don't look back. How do you guys feel about Ponyo?
I like Ponyo.
I think it's cute. I like it.
It's okay.
No, I like it. I think it's cute.
I like it. I think it's like really adorable. And I love like the art and how like Ponyo like can't really like decide what form she wants to take. So she's like always changing a little bit. And I think that like all the sea creatures and stuff are just like so beautifully drawn.
Yeah, I love the art.
Especially
Lily. Yeah, Lily.
I watched it for the first time with Lily.
She was obsessed with that movie and used to watch it like every single day. And then she would just walk around. This was when she was really little. She was probably like 2 or 3. And she would just walk around going, Sosuke.
Angel.
That is so cute.
It was so cute. Yeah. But yeah, that was just like on repeat. And I was like, thank goodness this is like such a gorgeous movie.
At least I have to watch this 1,000 times.
I mean, that's probably better than, like, the
Cars?
Week that I... Well, no, remember the week that I babysat her and
I'll never
all
watch
she
Cars
wanted
again.
To do was cycle through all the different Barbie movies on Netflix over and over and over
I mean, she still
again.
Does that. She, like, loves a good Barbie movie.
They always hit.
I wish I was there when she was going through her Infinity War phase. I love that movie.
How did Ponyo's father pull her mother?
Yay.
Explain.
He's not that good looking. No.
And the mom is gorgeous.
I kind of like it. I don't know. I kind of like
him. He's kind of emo though. I'm like,
give me like a little spice.
He's like scraggly.
He gives off mad scientist vibes.
He looked like he didn't shower for a couple days, but I kind of liked it.
Like Back to the Future who?
I also just like always picture Liam Neeson and Taken.
Yeah. I didn't realize Matt Damon is also in it.
Oh, who was he in it?
I think it's the hair I kind of like. Because...
So Matt Damon does Koichi. And Kate Blanchett does Grandma Mama Mare.
Oh, yeah, at the old folks home.
Wait, question.
And Tina Fey's in it, too. Oh, this and Betty White. We love Betty White.
Tina Fey is his mom.
Yeah, she does Lisa. And Betty White does Yoshi, the old lady that, like, I think lives near them.
Mm.
Yeah. I like how the old home was in it, and they like save all the old people.
Yeah, you gotta save the old people.
I love. I just love how Miyazaki draws old people.
Yeah,
they do look old,
like Sophie.
Yeah. Oh, I love
Sophie.
I love that movie because she keeps getting younger throughout it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's getting more confident in herself, becoming her actual self. They're but then so she has terrible. White hair at the end, and I'm like,
but I love it.
It says it's like starlight.
I also love that, like, when she's like, she gets turned old, she's just like, okay, I'm just gonna go like walking through the wasteland to go find Howl and like his castle. And like, it took her a while, but she's like, nope, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna make
well,
it.
Well, I think she sheds like all of her insecurities once she becomes old. You know, she's like so concerned about not being beautiful. Like it's her sisters, right? And like her, is that her stepmom or her mom in the beginning?
It's her mother.
It's her mother. Okay. I don't know why. Yeah.
But her dad died, right?
Yeah, he's the one who originally owned the hat.
Yeah,
shop.
That's why she keeps it. But my question is, I always was confused about this. Remember how she sees him and she says, "Find me in the future," when he's a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is that why he found her when he was with those the cops or whatever?
There's a
that's theory. Why he says, "I've been looking everywhere for you."
And there's a theory that's why he kept dating beautiful women who were witches, because he assumed she was a witch because.
She came
she
back.
Traveled through in time.
Oh my god! So he knew it was her once he found her. I have to rewatch the movie now. And I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, yeah. He knew it was her when he found her. That's why he says like I've been searching, or he says something to confirm that like yes, he has been looking for her like this whole time trying to find her.
It's based off a novel which I really do want to read. There's some differences, but apparently he's just as vain in it. And
what's this novel called?
And there's a sequel to the novel too, so you get their after story.
Katie, what's it called right now?
It's called Howl's Moving Castle. That's the name of the novel. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. I see it all the time.
Liam has it.
He does?
Yeah.
But a lot of his works, like this newest one was, his newest movie is based off a book. I think it takes a lot of...
I think it's loosely created. Well,
a lot of his stuff is loosely based off of books or novels that he liked.
Like three of his movies are based off of mangas that he created.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like Nausicaa, Porco Rosso, and The Wind Rises are all based off of his mangas.
Ooh, I should check that. I've never really checked out any of his mangas.
Okay, so Howl's Moving Castle, Sam, is an English novel. And then the sequel is called Castle in the Air.
Castle in the Sky?
You remember Newcastle? It flies.
Yeah, so Castle in the Air. And then there's another sequel to Castle in the Air called House of Many Ways.
Ooh. Who's getting me these books for my birthday? Hi.
So it's called the Castle series.
Oh, I love
and its author is Diana Wayne Jones.
Definitely investing in it. We'll be adding
to
the collection.
I heard it's really good, honestly. I've heard that from a couple of book talk.
Book talk is savage.
Mm-hmm. It's something else there.
How about Spirited Away?
Love Spirited Away.
Love that one. I just watched it literally the other day.
I still get anxiety whenever I watch the scene where she is going up the stairs. Or down, the stairs.
When she's going down the
stairs.
She's just like running. And it's like the stairs on the side of the building. And it's like, dude, you're going to fall and drop like 500 feet and die.
I low-key wish she could have stayed there. I was like, do you need your parents? Like, it's kind of like
I mean, yeah, your parents kind of like got themselves turned into pigs because
that's on them. Who eats food and not?
Okay, but every time I see that food, I'm like, that stuff.
The
looks
food does
banging.
Look delicious.
I'm like,
delicious. The scene that always bothered me a little bit was the bath scene where she's like bathing, like the. And then all the garbage comes out. And I felt so bad. I'm like, how gross, must you feel
after that? But those
bats
always look so relaxed.
They do look so relaxed.
And I just want to have no face.
Whenever when they're out watching the train go in the water and they're eating the giant, pork buns, I'm always those look amazing.
Well, I mean, all of the food in all of his movies, I'm always just like, I want to make that right now.
Me too, yeah.
Apparently they have a cookbook. Based off Miyazaki, food.
I saw.
I did. I think I put that on my list for my birthday. No one got it for me.
Well, I got you the thing that you asked for.
Yes, I did. And it's really soft and comfy. So thank you for that.
What'd she get you again?
The sweater that she was wearing the other time.
I forgot. Yeah.
I wore it yesterday, Sam.
Yeah, it's a Ren Faire.
Did you guys know the voice actor who does Lin in Spirited Way is the same voice actor who does Meg in Hercules?
I did not.
I can hear it. I can hear it.
But now that you say that, I can hear it.
Oh my God. I love Hercules. I love that movie.
Me too. Oh, I used to have a really cute Hercules sweatshirt. I wonder who took it.
Oh yeah, you had the one with
the muses.
The muses.
You know what's funny? Jake said,
comment down below who you think took it.
Give us your thoughts.
It's somebody here.
Well, three guesses who.
I think it was Dylan who was like, why do you always give your clothes to Sam? And then Liam walked in and was like, she doesn't give them to her. Sam takes them.
Which is very true.
I get roasted by my 14-year-old nephew all the time.
You get roasted by your 9-year-old nephew all the time, yeah. Too.
Chesley, how on brand is this? I text Liam, happy birthday, love you. Thanks.
That's what he said to me.
He said that too.
He said that to Jake also.
Did he type the whole word thanks, or was it just THX?
No. Oh, no, it was actually he typed it out. Jake was like, yeah, I got the same text.
That's the kind of text I get.
Dang, mom life must be hard.
It is. I've been like really wanting to watch Spirited Away again. I mean, I probably watched it like last month.
I watched it the other day, and then
I can never watch it too much, honestly.
Yeah, I came home last night and put on Howl's Moving Castle and I fell asleep.
I put on Peaky Blinders last night and fell asleep.
What time did you go home, Tara?
That's not like relaxing.
We left around like 1:30. And then we ended up 1:30? Yeah, and then we ended up like we got home and we ended up staying up until like 5 a.m. just like talking about stuff. And then I looked at the time and I was like, oh no. I was like, babe, we gotta go to bed now.
Oh my God. I left at 8 o'clock and I went right to bed after I ate some food.
Yeah. Well, we kind of sent you home. I was very gently like, Sam, call Jake or I will.
I was falling asleep, yeah.
You were.
Raise your hand if you've had to call Jake to come pick up Sam.
Okay, raise your hand if you feel personally victimized. Attacked, victimized by your sisters.
Mostly Sam.
I mean, Sam, it's kind of true, so...
Yeah, it's kind of on brand for me. And your friends are going to count again how many times
Sam
I said
tried to call me while I was at work, and she's like, you should come through. I was like, I'm not
working.
Yeah,
she kept being like, oh, Kate needs to get out of work now so she can come hang out with us. And I'm like, but she's not going to drink with us if she has her car.
Hashtag city life.
City girl.
Hashtag engaged be like, sorry.
Irrelevant.
Who are your favorite Miyazaki couples?
Oh,
Hal and Sophie.
Like top favorite couple.
Oh, okay.
Top favorite couple?
Yeah.
Hal and Sophie.
Probably Hal and Sophie.
I'm not going to go with Hal and Sophie.
I'm going to be original.
No, well, also because like I do like Howl's Moving Castle, but I don't love it as much as you guys.
Wow.
Like it's not in my top five.
That's alarming.
That's some big accusations.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one, Princess Mononoke?
Yeah, Princess Mononoke is like one of my favorites. So I would have to go with the couple from that one.
Mm-hmm.
So
I forget his name.
Ashitaka and San is what her name is.
Yeah.
San. I think they say it's San.
San, yeah.
Cause like I like them and I like how like he just like he wants to help her. And like even though he like just meets her in passing, he like goes out of his way to even though she attacks him like several times.
Yeah.
And he's just like, nope, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm gonna try to
save the
forest.
He's like, the crazy gets me going.
Yeah. Basically.
She's pretty feral.
Yeah. I mean she did grow up with wolves in the forest, so it's
can't blame her.
You know, on brand for her character.
How about you? Oh, Katie, you said Hal and Sophie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I mean, I might have to go Hal and Sophie.
Is there iconic?
Guys are so basic. I'm just kidding.
Well, I would have said From Whisper of the Heart, but it's not Miyazaki, so I didn't want to say that. But Helen Sophie, top overall.
Oh, yeah. That would have been, like, I would have had a hard time
choosing. I do really like Kiki and Tombo, too, though.
I do, too, as okay, well.
Oh, I always like love when, like, a strong female chooses a geek. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
I feel like it's you so guys cute. Love Kiki's Delivery Service so much, and I'm just like, eh.
I love so,
that. Wow. That one to me so is like cute. Mid.
Another one that's my
it's
favorite.
Like, and it's such a story of like self-discovery.
Yeah.
No, it's so cute. It's great. It's not top five.
I love Kiki's Delivery Service. So another one that has a couple in it that I really like. And it's a Studio Ghibli movie, but it's not Miyazaki. The Children Who Chase Lost Voices. If you guys have ever seen that one, the female lead and the male lead are so cute in that one. But the ending breaks my heart. This one.
Let me see.
That was a cute one.
I haven't seen that.
I have seen that one, but I forget.
It's really good. So it's about this girl, Asuna, who gets transported to a world of mythical beasts and brave warriors.
And the teacher's and like following them, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I like this one.
Yeah. That one's really good. Chez, you should check it out when you get a chance because it is a really good movie and the art style is really
good. You have the DVD of this, Tara.
I like the premise. Is it also on Max?
HBO? I don't know.
I don't know.
I didn't realize it was a Ghibli movie.
Okay, so you can buy or rent it on Amazon or Vudu or Apple TV. I do have it on DVD, though. Or I should say, I stole it from Mom.
I'll probably just buy it on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, because I think
yeah, do that, because then like I can watch it.
Too.
I feel like Sam, you're gonna be like 45 still logging into my Amazon Prime
with no shame.
What's the Funimation?
Call her at 2 in the morning.
Like your kids are gonna be like, Mom, can we just like get our own Amazon Prime account?
And you're gonna be like, no, we must use your Aunt Chesley's.
It's Kevin's. I mean, it's both of ours, but it's like his, you know.
Yeah. I have to log into Kevin Mead every freaking time.
This is why I have my own Amazon account.
That's a Studio Ghibli.
Which I log into. Yeah. I log into Tara's.
Well, Nana uses mine too because Mom is always like, oh, so for Nana's birthday, we're going to get her this DVD series, but like, let's just buy it on your Amazon. And I'm like, why are we putting it on my Amazon?
I use Mom's too sometimes because sometimes she'll be nice and buy me. Well, I'll send her money, but she'll get me the movies I ask for.
You do that when I don't answer.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
See, Kate will just text me and she'll be like, Tara, I really want to see this. Can you like buy it? And I'm like, all right, send me money. I will do it. Because I password protected it so that but me can order stuff.
Mom does the same thing.
Who is your least favorite Miyazaki like character in a Miyazaki movie?
Oh, most
the Witch of the West.
Villain. Oh, I kind of like her.
Okay, fine.
Let me think of someone else.
She's like independent. She's like,
oh, I could tell you who my favorite. My
heart, I'll steal yours.
I could tell you who my favorite like villain person is.
She was just a woman scorned.
I know, but do you know who my favorite person is?
Your like, favorite villain?
Favorite villain would have to be Yubaba. I like her. She's a boss.
Oh yeah, I like her too.
Probably the guy in the castle one.
Oh yeah. I'm not a huge fan of like the woman in Princess Mononoke who runs Iron Town. Like, uh-oh. I like that she, like, empowers the women, but at the same time, she is actively trying to destroy the forest.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't like that.
No, same.
Like, we want to save the trees, not cut down the trees.
She's really pretty.
She got it wrong.
Katie's like, she gets a pass because she's pretty.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, that and the
and
boar.
And she's a feminist.
The boar in Princess Mononoke, the one who's, like, is like, oh, like. The really old one.
Who
is trying to like infect and kill everyone else because he's upset. Like he's a total douche.
Mm-hmm. I think what's the one where she falls from the castle?
Castle in the Sky.
The villain in that one.
I just rewatched that one.
He's not that cute and he seems like a douche.
I feel like the fact
that
was your first.
And he's chasing children around. Like that. What is going on here? That is a child. That is a child. Leave them alone.
Mark Hamill does one of the voices in that one.
The fact that you were like the first thing you listed
was he's not good looking.
He's not that cute.
He's not that cute. I mean, like, yeah, you know, he's not a vibe. Probably my most hated villain in all those movies.
So Muska is
Mickey
the
Mouse.
I was gonna just say the same thing. Muska, Mickey Mouse.
Hot dog, hot
Katie
dog.
Katie always sings that. Oh my god. She's always like, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
I don't know. It's just like, I think I'd fall asleep with my TV on and on
Disney Planel, yep. Disney Planel, Disney Channel.
And in the
morning,
you'd hear in the morning, hot dog.
Should I eat food after this? Is that bad to eat this late?
Yes.
No.
I'm so hungry.
I always eat this late.
I haven't.
It's not good for you.
I know.
I will, but I haven't had, I've only had breakfast today.
Ooh.
Sounds
well,
fun.
What's the weird name? What was the name of the baby in Spirited Away? I don't remember.
Oh, don't like that person.
No, I like the baby. He like stands up for Chihiro.
Sophie. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, like at first he's like kind of like a brat, but then like
but he's also a baby
because he's treated like a brat. Like that's how Yubaba like spoils him and doesn't allow him to like be out.
Apparently, his name is Bo.
Bo. Okay. But I don't think they ever honestly say his name.
No, well, because Yubaba just refers to him as my baby, and other people call him fatty because he's fat.
Aww.
One of my favorite characters in Spirited Away is also Kamaji, because I love how he takes on, like...
Oh, I love Kamaji.
Aww. Takes Chihiro under his wing and, like,
and
protects her like a daughter.
That's so cool.
Or, yeah. like under his, like, 17 arms.
Did I tell you guys that Jake and I, we want to get a hairless cat and name the cat Chihiro, but call her Chi-Chi?
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that cute? And, like, a little hairless cat. So cute.
Why hairless, though?
Because I think they're, like, so adorable.
I think they're ugly.
You would.
I went to high school with a girl who, I remember she told us this story in English class one day. So her stepmom like really wanted a hairless cat and spent like a couple $100s on getting this hairless cat.
I think they're expensive.
I think it also like she was like allergic, so like the hairless cat was a better option. And then she gets it and proceeds to name the thing ugly because she realized that it was so ugly. So then they just kept calling the cat ugly and I felt really bad for the cat.
That's not nice. And they can be really cute.
If I got a cat, I would name it Bunny.
Why?
Why?
I like cats funny. That have food
and it's
names.
It's cute to say, like, Bunny! And like, you know.
Okay. You know what I don't like? When people name their animals human names.
Oh, like Henry or Harry?
Yeah.
It weirds me out. I like when people give them more unique names. Like, so one of my friends and, like, my boyfriend and his roommates, like, all their cats are named after food.
Like, I think Meatball's cute, right? That's his cat?
Yeah, Meatball, and then Ravioli is their other
Ravioli's
cat.
Ravioli's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cat's
Ravioli's
here.
Kind of a little bit of a jerk sometimes. Like, no, he's fine, but, like, sometimes, like, you're not paying attention to him, he'll, like, swat at you, and I'll be like, no, don't do that, Ravioli.
That's all right. You could have a cat like Salem who tries to kill me every time my foot enters that apartment.
Salem just doesn't like you.
Salem just smells all the animals on me. He did better last time I was there.
Yeah,
he like came up to me, actually.
He's so cute.
Yeah, but Rugi is so much cuter.
Is it Rugi
exactly the same.
With a G or Ruby with a B?
So, Rugi with a G.
Rugaroo.
His name's Rugaroo. Okay. It's Rugaroo Gumbo. It's
all New Orleans, like, lore.
Yeah.
Or related.
Rugaroo means, like, a swamp monster in New Orleans or something. Gumbo is obviously food they make that they love. And then the other cat, the white one, that's Avery's cat. Her name is Summer. Avery named her.
Aw. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember that's what cute. You and Kate named our old cats?
I don't know why I did Mikey.
I don't know why you did Mikey.
But Katie did Kit Kat.
Katie was Kit Kat.
Kit Kat was cute.
I should have done Snickers or something. Because like S.
Yeah.
Because Kit Kat was Katie's cat. Mikey was mine.
Or you could have done like Reese. Like Reese's.
Reese's peanuts.
Peanut butter cake.
Reese's puff, fruit is puff. Peanut butter chocolate.
Okay, stop it right now.
Yeah, please stop.
Never do that again.
Reese's puff.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. I can't believe someone has agreed to marry you.
Peanut butter chocolate flavor.
That's going in. Like, I don't know what to
and
tell
now
you.
Now it's peanut butter jelly tub.
Peanut butter jelly top. Peanut butter jelly top. Way, yeah, way.
Okay, okay.
Nothing, right. Nothing beats a crazy frog. Bing, bang, bang, ba, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang. Love crazy frog.
Guys are so weird.
Thank you so much for listening, and you guys can tune in next week to hear us go over our favorite anime couples.